International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 6. Day 2 and Day 3. Outline. Small c. The word buy in Matthew 25:9 indicates that a price must be paid. Having the filling of the Holy Spirit is at a cost, such as giving up the world, dealing with self, loving the Lord above all, and counting all things loss for Christ. If we do not pay this price today, we will have to pay it after we are resurrected. Small d. Our urgent need is to gain more of the Spirit as the consummation of the process triune God, to live a life of buying an extra portion of the Spirit to saturate our entire being. Capital B. Every day we need to be watchful by paying the price to buy the Spirit as the golden oil so that we may supply the churches with the Spirit for the testimony of Jesus and be rewarded by the Lord to participate in the marriage dinner of the Lamb. Number 1. We need to love the Lord above all, having our eyes opened to see His supreme preciousness. Number 2. We need to count all things as loss on account of Christ that we may gain Him, be found in Him, and know Him. Number 3. We need to enjoy the Lord in the Word every day early in the morning to have a new start each day. Number 4. We need to deal with sins thoroughly. Number 5. We need to abide in the fellowship with the Lord daily and hourly. Number 6. We need to redeem our time and spend our energy to be saturated and soaked with God's holy word. Number 7. We need to be watchful, on the alert, for our prayer life, redeeming our time to pray. Number 8. We need to redeem the time in these evil days to be filled in spirit by speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, by giving thanks to the Lord at all times for all things, and by being subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Number 9. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by speaking corrupt, rotten, noxious, offensive, or worthless words. Instead, we should speak words of grace to give grace to those who hear. Number 10. We should not quench the Spirit. Instead, we should always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Number 11. We need to live, act, behave, do things, and have our being according to the mingled Spirit. Number 12. We need to be filled with the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, as the supply of the body of Christ, to live Christ for His magnification. This is the end of today's outline.